Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I am super excited to connect with Greg Deloche with On Point Consulting, fresh back from the Consumer Electronics Show, or it's known as CES these days, right, Greg, in 2023 in Vegas. It's always fun to hear from a perspective like yours, what you saw, what you heard, and how you think a lot of opportunity that was presented could benefit the federal government and our country.
Thanks, Pete. It's good to talk to you. We've been historically members of the GBEF community for a while as On Point. Kudos to Don Ups and his whole team over at GBEF. Really great event. Very interesting to hear from a lot of the different speakers, for sure. Pretty good attendance. I think the final total, there was four, maybe 500 people out there at Edge 23 this year for the government part specifically. I heard there was about 200,000 people at the CES portion, which was massive. So overall thoughts, fantastic conference and great content as always.
Well, great to hear. And just that distinction of Edge and CES. And at the end of the day, you're out there with your colleagues across government and industry. It's meant to be that the art of the possible, and sometimes it's maybe not the most practical. I was reading about crazy cool things and gizmos for cars and things like that. Did you have a theme or two that you came away with? Critical infrastructure, climate, sustainability, mobility, not the cloud AI side of it. While you were flying back and reflecting on that application of technology to mission that struck a chord.
Definitely. Everybody kind of hit on it in their own way, right? As far as the sessions go, whether that be Major General John Olson, who's Chief Data and AI Officer for the Air Force, Debbie Stevens, Deputy CIO for USPTO. The overarching message that I got was the importance and being able to push forward the mission priorities surrounding our critical infrastructure. Overarching theme was certainly data. Data, data, data. Every session, I lost count with the number of times that I heard the word data, but it's important, right? You hear a lot of these leaders of our government talk about data. A quote that I heard was, country that leads the world in data will in turn be the world's leader. I think that's a powerful message. So really being able to push forward a lot of these technologies that are being showcased at CES, right? I mean, it's not always the fancy new self-driving cars and vacuum cleaners and washing machines. There's a lot of tools that you can certainly bring into our federal government that can help advance that mission. Data, definitely. And obviously with the data comes the important side of cybersecurity, which is what we focus on at On Point. A quote from Major General John Olson, who I just mentioned, he went into details about his assets that he has for the Air Force, whether that be people, tools, processes. Essentially what he said is our assets are mere paperweights without having cybersecurity built into them, which really struck home for me because you have to build a system, yes, and it has a function, but you see it all over the news, right? Cybersecurity attacks, the vulnerabilities, we are vulnerable, and that goes back to the data. Data is only important if we can secure it. A lot of good messaging, but definitely going back to that critical infrastructure and those 17 sectors.
Let me ask you, just to build off that, we mentioned just briefly, and I did do some reading post, and here in town, we know that sustainability, climate, environmental impact, was there a bit of that buzz and the application of whether it's, you mentioned the sectors, but energy, autonomous transportation, what was a sector that you maybe felt was highlighted there?
Yeah, energy and transportation, I would say, the two highlights. This might sound a little mundane, but really it's all of them. Right? Everybody talked about the interagency collaboration and everybody kind of having to work together. For example, Department of Energy is working with Department of Transportation on the electric vehicle charging stations throughout our nation. Starting to see kind of, rather than everything being separated in its silos, kind of figuring out this is all one big picture. It's our nation's critical infrastructure, and they really do intertwine with each other to achieve that mission success.
There is, as a result of Executive Order 14028, I call it the translation that's happening, or bad thing happens, a colonial pipeline, a hurricane, right? And loss of life usually allows us to really see where we're most vulnerable. There's this balance between innovation and cool and gadgets. I read the other day that in 2021, maybe that the average car had 6,300 some Bluetooth endpoints in it, which is like a network on wheels. and you're like, wow, that's cool. And then wait a minute, is that secure? How much of that cyber, was it doom and gloom, or trying to look at cyber as you mentioned earlier with the Major General, as an opportunity to innovate?
I think we've really got to kind of take a step back. The technology exists and was created for a reason, but we need to make sure that we're implementing this and in the most effective way possible. Cool technology is just that, it's cool, but we need to make sure that it's advancing our mission priorities in a way to make them more effective and secure. From a cybersecurity standpoint, and you mentioned, you know, natural disasters and things like that. Another cool thing that was out there, Verizon, they were one of the sponsors of the event. They had their emergency team, and one of their trucks has some stuff that you don't think about, the networking and cabling and all of that stuff that goes into it. A lot of industry partners that definitely play an important role from both advancing our technology and our infrastructure, but also ensuring that technology is available. And should something happen, we're able to respond quickly.
That to me speaks to this whole Internet of Things environment we're moving into, are already involved in. You hear zero trust. You and I've talked in the past about, well, if we're not going to trust everything or anything, then how do we secure everything or anything? And I would imagine there was a lot of IoT buzz out there, the Internet of Things and that sort of stuff.
IoT is an interesting space. We've talked about it many times, and it takes a lot of hands. And that's why I think the partnership that we continue to evolve with our government counterparts is important. The tools exist out there, many of them created from industry. That partnership, collaboration, not just interagency, interdepartment, but that partnership and collaboration from the government side back to the industry side is important to keep advancing.
Before we close out, if there was a buzzword, and you're not allowed to use the normal, cloud, AI, cyber, what was an interesting buzzword you heard out there?
I would say China. Everybody knows that's a big one out there. I would really say it's collaboration and partnership. This conference is a way for both industry and government to come together. We are trending in the right direction with our advancements and modernizing kind of our IT landscape. But that collaboration and partnership needs to not only continue, but grow. We really need to open our doors, share our innovative ideas, stop being so closed off, because we're all in this for the same reason, to secure, protect, enrich the lives of our countrymen and women and American people. So that partnership and collaboration, I think, is definitely key.
That's a wonderful parting shot. I liked the buzzword with the geopolitical landscape we're on and the dependence on supply chain with the CHIPS and Science Act out, that's going to be interesting. I'll summarize what I heard is you emphasized the open government principles of being collaborative, participatory, and transparent. Glad to hear that was an underpinning theme out there. And then I really liked how you just tied with all the technology and all the critical infrastructure. It's really to benefit humanity. I appreciate you bringing that insight back and applying it inside the Beltway. And until I talk to you again, this was awesome.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Pete. Looking forward to next time.